Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Dinja Rosicki with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunva Meditation Center Hamburg Yimla Dharma Sa of the Yunva Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Tikwang De Popsanam about the seer Ashita went into Samadhi. Enjoy. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Jikwang De Popsanam. 12,014, May 1st, 2025, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. When the seer Ashita went into quietude and samadhi, there were 32,000 gods who shook the sky clothes and then congratulated Sukhamuni Buddha's birth. So he asked the gods very seriously, "What is the reason that all the gods and goddesses are so very happy? Why must they shake the sky clothes? Even if they fight with the negative asura spirits, they will win and the asuras will lose. In any case, the sky gods will win. However, they are never that thrilled nor delighted about their victory. So, what unusual occurrences do the sky gods see that make them so happy? At some place or point of time, most respected gods and goddesses, please release my doubts." The gods and goddesses answered, saying, "We cannot even compare this to anything, since the most wonderful and treasured person who can benefit everyone and give them comfort has been born in this Saha world, in the Lumbini garden. This is the reason we are very happy. The highest among all the living sentient beings, even human beings, is born. He will roll the Dharma wheel in the beautiful forest. Just like a lion that controls all the other animals, he is the highest." So the seer Ashita rushed to see King Suddhodana and asked the Soka family, "Where is the prince? I would like to see him." The Soka ruler said, "Just like a jeweler who makes the most beautiful jewelry, such is this most precious and handsome prince with a radiant complexion." So the seer Ashita could see these special features and read his face and knew what he looked like. He saw a baby with the most respectable and profound mind. He told this baby, "Highest person like you, the highest person among all the human beings, you will reach the highest and clearest realm so that you can help them all. You feel pity for all sentient beings and for their benefit. You will roll the Dharma wheel. Sukhamuni Buddha's most pure teaching will spread across the entire world. As such, Sukhamuni Buddha's teachings were spread across the whole world, giving happiness to everyone. So let us join our two palms together to revere and respect Sukhamuni Buddha. As Sukhamuni Buddha's sons and daughters, let us perform our correct duties and functions, being sincerely committed to the practice." Thank you very much, Jikwang De Popsanam. Thank you. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much, Jikwang Le Popsonim. I like to explain what Samadhi is. Samadhi is an intense state of concentration during meditation. In our Sangha, Samadhi refers to a very specific practice that Jikwang Le Popsonim assigns to each student according to their karma in order to overcome negative karma. I wish you a wonderful week. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.